Hey there, friends. Welcome back into my holy, humble home in this here hallowed haven. The name's Manny the Main Wolf. Of course, most people call me Daggy on account of me having these 30-65 high stilts I've been living with all these years. Legs as high as the peacock's eagle, to be sure. But you probably don't want to talk about boring old men. No, sir. For a story, didn't you? I aims to please. So sit back and settle in for a spell as I weave a tale across your ears, let all smack you across the face with pulsing tones. One sultry skunk, what all I've been teasing time with as of late. Now don't you worry none, old man ain't gonna smack you too hard, less not hard enough to put you 6 feet under. But you might be walking kind of funny afterwards for a spell of time or two. Now, you ever heard of an old skunk by the name of Stinky Stanky Cranky McGee? Sure enough, that was his name. Weren't ashamed of it at all, friends. No, sir. Was even a mite wee bit proud of the moniker. Ask him his name and he'd just rear up and shout, "Y'all can just call me Stanky, Stanky, Cranky McGee. Don't you ever forget it." Wahoo! He was an outspoken skunk, to be sure. And it weren't wrong to say that this name of his wasn't the right. No, sir, old man Stinky Stanky Cranky McGee earned his smelly name of his. Turns out old Stinky Stanky Cranky McGee was about the muskiest fella you ever happened the happenstance to bump into. Come across him, heave a hoe, and you'd know it was around the corner just as soon as you snuffled that what was walking across your nostrils. But friends, this smell weren't too bad. Not bad like them typical smells what you might be expecting from some black and white fluffered critters, at least. Nope, just a mite on the strange side. Wasn't the type to ward off dogs and cats, other such vicious types, no sir. This was a very special type of musk that made you wonder what he'd been doing. Back in his happy, hollowed home of a hole. And I do mean hollowed, folks, not hollowed like mine, what where all is got is comfy chairs, some walls, and a holy roof. No, no, no. This here scented individual had a home what all he thought was akin to a shrine to himself. And I tell you how we know that. Now, there was a lot of speculating, lots of thinking, lots of grinding, lots of wheels a-turning, too, and probably lots of peeping going on. And I believe that it was Wesley the Weasel. Yeah, it was. And the what all peeped a bit too long on the musk method. As it turns out, this old obvious olfactory observant operant or a smeller fella spend a good amount of time polishing the water pipe, if any you follow. Twern't his scent glands making things smell funny. With the fact that he been spilling localized essence of all over himself, at least as many times a day as you imagine the bunny nibbles the carrot. Well, who'd have thunk it? Poor old Stinky, Stanky, Cranky McGee was just a critter that loved his own, produce. Of course, there'd be many who don't think an old skunk ought to be as active as he was, and there'd be others who thought the fella should have been a little less eager to advertise his doings, all the places he was going. Some of us don't think too ill of him, though, and you're high as the stars storyteller as being one of them. And that there's just the darn truth, let me tell you one. Why, I gone done and told Stinky Stanky Cranky McGee so just the other day. He looked me up and down as soon as he saw me. Took him a while, to be sure. And the poor critter had a crank in his neck all day after, too, with all for looking up to the moon and back. And in that outspoken voice of his, he bellowed, "Whoo-ee, ain't you got it bad for this musky old skunk? We ought to go somewhere and slick in a sop-sad stick. Mayhaps turn a stick into a sticky situation, if in you reckon. Oh boy, Stinky Stanky Cranky McGee's gonna have some fun tonight." And friends, that's just what we done did. Not for an old long-legged fella like me to judge a skunk by his age. Guess we all got a mite stuck together. But I have to say that I ain't have fun like that for 5 or 6s or 11s years. Why, by the time we got done pulling off one another, couldn't tell who smelt like what. Just goes to show ya, ain't no reason not to show off the musk. Slide a paw and make a mess, and none to stop ya when you do and yawn on a boat. That's all right. Well, that's it today. Got another date with an old skunk anyhow. Come to think on it, I'm starting to get a bit musky myself. Not sure if all of it's mine, though. So long, friends. Come on back later, and we'll do a little something, something, if you have the time.